I've got some extra copies in that little stool right there. I didn't want to give them out to anybody that may not want to use them. You can't. I can hear myself like crazy. It's bouncing on me. How about it? Better? All right. So what you have is you got a little printout. It's got some of the common songs that we sing, some of the scriptures behind those songs. And so we're going to try to just lift that up just a little bit and make us understand and value the songs that we've got. You probably won't see this if you had this presentation all by itself right here, but it has what it says is hold on. Like this one right here, we're going to deal with hope right here. That's H. That's the beginning of hold on. And so what I'm talking about is we're fighting a mighty battle. We are struggling right here. We've got the devil that's contending against us, but we've got God who's leading the charge. And so he's going to help us with this. And some of these songs that we're going to sing and some of these scriptures that we're going to read right here has to do with doing better and fighting harder and choosing to serve the Lord. Okay, the first one is hope right here. And so we're going to sing page 227. And you all, and we're not probably, I may not depend on how late we're coming here, but we'll probably not sing all the verses right here. But let's try singing the first two verses and see how that goes. 227. And you got the same thing on your little sheet of paper. Ready? Here we go. Sing out. I don't want to be the only one up here singing. Song is about is I'm going to quote you a scripture here in your Book of Mormon. Wherefore we search the prophets and we have many revelations, and the spirit of prophecy, and of having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope, and our faith becometh unshaken. I believe we're entering into a time where it requires brave people. You're going to have to be brave to face these people that are defying your God, defying everything that you stand for, what you believe, what is decent, what you don't want your children to see. We're living in a world who wants to fill our kids and our families up with this filth. But we've got hope. And we obtain that hope, and we've got mighty things, mighty promises. They sit right here. Therefore, we search the prophets, and we have many revelations. The spirit of prophecy, and having all these witnesses, we obtain a hope. We have that choice. We have the choice to have God fill us up, to teach us, to tell us, to convey to us what he's wanting for us to understand. We can have that, and that's that great hope that we have. Okay, I'm going to go to the next scripture. I got a feeling this is going to be very fast. Okay, page 367 in your hymnal. Here we go.
Yeah.
Psalm 133:1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity and love. How good and how sweet it is when we're all tight together. I've got an idea one of these days, I'm hoping this is going to happen one of these days, that you all move to the first bench and you fill that up. Then you go to the second bench and you fill it up. And why would you do that? Because I love my brothers and sisters. I love sitting next to them. I want to feel their blood and their energy and their desire for Jesus. Bring us closer together. And I believe that we can see that. I believe those days are coming. But we have one God that blesses us. And it's something right here that a sister told me not too long ago. She says, years ago, I hope this doesn't de-energize you, but I went to the church here in Independence. I got to church right here, and they might as well have had their hammers and their saws and their bludgeons right here, because they bludgeoned themselves to death. She says, I'm never coming back. If we're one together, if the Lord's going to bless the tie that binds, you're not going to have that attitude. You're going to have an attitude that I can't wait to get together. Are we at church already right here? Maybe they started the church a little bit too early right here. We're missing something. Jesus wants pure love and adoration. He wants us to exclaim right here how good it is. I want to come together with the people of God. I want to hear what their testimony says. I want to hear, as some black brother said right here, preach it, brother, preach it. And that's what God wants for the little congregation of the Church of Christ, where we're coming together, blessing the tie that binds, blessing us as we get together. And when we leave here, we have no doubts as that we had the presence of God with us. When we leave here, we're still reminiscing. We're talking to our wives and our children right here. Wasn't that good? Wasn't God there? Did you feel those goosebumps? Did you hear what was said? Did you get the spirit that came our way? God wants us to have that. He's got big things for us. Blessed be the tie that binds. Page 389. Here we go. Said we will seek the great salvation. That's why we come here. That's why you guys are lined up where you're at. We have come here. We want it. We want the Spirit of God. We need something that we can't get on our own. But with God and Jesus right here, we can. Zechariah, the 14th chapter and the 9th verse says this, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and his name one. We've read our Bibles and our Book of Mormons. We know it's coming. One day Jesus is going to come back to earth, and he's going to conquer, and he's going to raise up all those that are true followers of him. We look forward to that. All the commissions of the Bible and the Book of Mormon point to the fact that Jesus is on his way. We sing that song. May we be singing that song when Jesus comes in and when we see him, it descends however he appears. Right here, we're going to see Jesus, the mighty King in Zion. Okay. Page 332. In the Book of Mormon, page 106, it says this, "Oh, how great the goodness of God, who prepareth a way for our escape from the grasp of this monster." We've got such a God. There are monsters out there. There are monsters that are after us that want to take us away. But we've got a special strength. And we've got somebody right here who is, he is God Almighty who prepares a way for our escape from that awful monster. We want to be happy with him. We want him to be in our presence. We want to, when we come in here, we want to bring a good spirit in here with us because he's going to be here and he's going to conduct that service. And he knows who his children are and he's looking at all of us right here and he's asking that question, are you going to follow me or are you going to turn away like some have done? We don't want to turn away from God. We want to be there right with him all the way to the very end. That's what this song was about. Whizzing through here. Okay, page 331 in your hymnal. Here we go. First John says in your Bible, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a what? Is a liar, and the truth is not in him. This smacks against a lot of theology. And what Jesus is saying right here, says we're going to keep his commandments, we're going to be obedient, and if we say we are obedient and we're not obedient, we're a liar. We don't want to be a liar. We're looking for the truth, and we're going to practice the truth. Okay, zooming through here, page 314. In your Book of Mormon, Alma 14, 111, now when our hearts were depressed, you ever been there? I was talking with somebody just early this morning right here. I'm a little bit depressed. Now when our hearts were depressed and we were about to turn back, we're chickening out. We can't take it no longer. It's too much for us. We were about to turn back, and behold, the Lord comforted us and said, go amongst thy brethren, the Lamanites, and bear with patience thine afflictions, and I will give you success. That'd be pretty neat. Could we believe in a God like that? And Jesus says, Randy, we're going to have you go over here, and it's dangerous, but I'm going to take care of you. And I go over there, and he proves himself faithful right here. He took care of me. Jesus is wanting some brave souls. He's looking for people who are willing to listen to him and be obedient to what he says. Can you do that? Next one down. Page 395.
318, yes?
Yeah, Rick, I was wondering if before we close, we could have a season of prayer for Dante Paul. He's in the hospital having trouble breathing, and they're going to admit him.
Dante Kroll?
Yeah, I was wondering if we could have a season of prayer.
Yeah, certainly. Deal for a season of prayer for Dante Kroll.
Kind and Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd remember our brother who is at this time being checked into the hospital. He's having a breathing problem. I pray that you would bless Dante, that he would receive the blessing that he is in need of, that he would have the healing that is necessary in his life. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless him, that he would feel